I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to shift and change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Now at midnight, December 1st, this Thursday, Radio Monterey will shut its doors, but Good Vibrations Radio will not. Good Vibrations Radio will continue to broadcast, and you go to the homepage of goodvibrationsradio.com to be able to connect and listen to the live show, or to create connections to get the podcast to listen to later. Now, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which we just had a couple of weeks ago, the last weekend of October, the 29th and 30th. And so if you go to rhodapsychicfair.com, you can sign up for the email list and stay informed about the ongoing events we do throughout the course of the year, leading up to our annual event at the fairgrounds. So that is an awful lot as we come to the end of this November. And as you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. In 1903, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, to remind us that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions, but our future is never predetermined by those past thoughts and actions. Every day when we awaken, we have a new opportunity each and every day to start crafting a completely new future by the thoughts and the beliefs and the actions we start taking in that day. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little section for each day of the month. Now, yesterday for the 28th, he said, thoughts create behavior. Cause and effect are as absolute and undeviating in the hidden realm of thought as in the main world of visible and material things. And for today, the 29th, he said, control your destiny. A person is literally what he thinks, his character being the complete sum of all of his thoughts. And that's a great way to sum up this month. This year has gone fast. This month has gone fast. And we're coming to the culmination of this month of limitless possibilities. We spoke quite at length about this last week, and I'm sure Kira's going to touch on that some more as we head into December. But the real point is that this is our time to jettison those things that are dragging us down. Are you still being emotionally dragged down by the election? Are you being emotionally dragged down by something someone said at Thanksgiving dinner? Are you being emotionally dragged down by the same old things in the same old way, and you feel that there's no shift or change in your life? Well, James Allen said, control your own destiny. You are literally what you think, your character being the complete sum of all of your thoughts. Shift your thinking, because your thinking is the baggage you're carrying forward. Your thinking are the anchors that keep you in port when you want to sail out to sea. So one way to help shift your thinking is often to say, what did you put in yourself today? What thought, what mantra, what focused attention did you give yourself so that you would have something positive, uplifting, and upbeat? And one of the ways I do that is through the Daily Word published by Unity. And for yesterday, for Monday, it said, I am sheltered by the love of the divine. And for today, it said, I feel a sense of oneness when I listen to the harmony of life. And the importance of that, in my opinion, is that as we are listening to the trauma, the drama, the upset that's going on throughout this country and throughout this world, recognize that there is a purpose and a point to all of it. And the harmony of life means that there is a purpose and a point to everything we experience. So instead of getting caught in the darkness, instead of getting caught in the depression, allow yourself to have those moments, but recognize there's a point and then take action. As long as you take action, you break the bonds of that darkness that's trying to hold you down. And leading into some of that light, let's go right into our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends, custom teas, and hand-dyed silk scarves to help create unique fusion consultations for her clients that empowers their personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. The Kirilani provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's listen to Kirilani and go with the flow.
Oh, well, thank you, Salazar. And here we are down to the final couple of days for November, which is the pure energy of 2016. As soon as we hit Thursday, we are transitioning into what energetically serves as the preview of 2017. So this is our last 48 hours. And actually less than that by the time you're listening to this show, so closer to 36 hours, to make the most out of what 2016 has been all about for all of us, which is really what Salazar was alluding to, releasing, letting go, clearing out, making way for the new. Because anything that we can release, transform, let go of in this last 36 hours, we are lightening our load. And if you really think about it as you're going on a grand new adventure next year, you're going on the greatest trip of your life, what would you pack? What are you going to carry with you? All of us are creating new for next year from the foundation of where we stand at the end of November. What do you want that foundation to look like? And if you have old boos and pains and sorrows and struggles and all those things, what do you have the courage to let go of in this next 36 hours to lighten that burden? Because we have a tremendously powerful day today to do that. It is aligned with our highest truth, with our ability to awaken, to understand more of who we truly are and why we are here on this planet at this time and what our gifts are, and to realize that all these experiences we've had in this lifetime up till now and all these past lives in a time of limitations was all just to give us material and fodder and fertilizer to aid in the process of transformation as we go into the Aquarian age. It isn't us, right? We just had those experiences so that we can transform them back to love and light. But if we look at who we truly are and the fabric of who we are, what we're crafted from, we are beings of light and truth and life and love. And that is the same tools that we use in transformation. So if we can tap into that source, that connection of our truth today, and realize that we are here to be seeds. We are here to anchor, whether it's from star seeds, whether it is from source, a new way of being in the world. So we've had to kind of wander through this reality, a lot of times feeling like we didn't fit in, a lot of times feeling like, hey, wasn't I supposed to be doing something else in this life? Well, yeah. But all these experiences that we've had, all these puzzle pieces that we've collected, was to give us the wisdom that we would have to create that foundation, that starting point, to say, all these experiences I had taught me what needs to be transformed, what needs to be transformed within myself, what needs to be transformed within this world to create the kind of world, to create the kind of life that we want to live. So excellent work has been done this year by everyone. And if you look back, most people would say, I am not the same person that started this year. I may not know at this point who I am. I may not know exactly where I'm going, but I know that I've let go of a lot of things, and that's good. Just that willingness to change fuels that energy of transformation, and we better get used to it because that's really what the game is about from here on out. So it doesn't mean that we had to be done with everything. It was being willing to get done with as much as you could and be willing to change these things, within ourselves so that we can change our lives, so we can change the ecosystem of energy around us. And as we do that, we start changing other people who we interact with. We help our relationships expand to a new level, to change the dynamic of people we work with and people we may interact with at a grocery store or casually. We've talked about as we are in touch more and awakened more to who we are, as we have the courage to shine our love and light in the world, we give others the courage and the permission to do the same. Well, that's our time. And this week is so powerful because the day that we have today, there's a mirror of that energy that kicks in on Friday to an even higher level that is working with all the energies of love to help us awaken, to transform, to be an expression of who we truly are. But we have some big days in between there. So let's first switch, and we're going to talk a little bit about December. And as I said, December serves as that preview of the first 6 months of 2017. Each day represents a week or a summary of a month for next year. So December can be used in two ways, both as an alchemical tool to be able to seed a new reality, a new way of being, not just for the year, but really throughout the rest of this life into infinity and beyond. So that first week of the month is the absolute most powerful, or the first 5 days. And actually the first day on December 1st, I've not seen this since I've been tracking these vibrations. We have an amazing portal of new beginnings. And that first day, December 1st, serves as the preview of the first week of January. That first week of January then serves as a preview for going into the manifesting cycle. So you almost have this, I don't know how to explain this. It's almost like in that first day, in that first week of December, you create this perpetual motion machine of whatever seeds you plant. So be very pristine on Thursday for what seeds you want to plant for your new beginning. all of next year is about new beginnings. We're going to go back to the most pure energy of the start of a cycle of limitlessness. It's going to ask us, it's going to call back to the last time that we had a lot of this one energy going on, and that was the last millennium. So with the one energy, at its highest level, it is asking us to realize that we are all one, that we are have never left source, that the Creator never left us, that there is no such thing as separation. And yet you look around us and you see the polarity that is expressed in the world, in the political stage. It is our challenge in this year to find the similarities, to find the connection points, because we are in a millennium that's about connection. So the risk of that one energy is that people go fully into separation. They go into isolation. They go into the me, 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 and the greed, and the competition, and the selfishness that we saw prevalent in the last part of the last millennium. And this is a time for us to each ask ourselves, is that what we want? Is that what we vote for? Because it's within each of our actions, within each of the seeds that we plant in the moment, can we choose to remember that we are part of the all, that what we see in that other person is also within us. It is that namaste energy of seeing the light and love in the other person and respond from that place, to find the commonality, to find the wholeness, to find the oneness, to be that I am consciousness in the world. That is the power of 2017. And it's not just any beginning of a cycle. It is the first pure beginning of a cycle of limitlessness, which means it can go limitlessly in whatever direction you focus on. Your focus, what your thoughts are, what your feelings are, where you put your time, that is how you're focusing and directing and programming the energy for creation. So as I said on Thursday, you know, very powerful portal of creation, portal of new beginnings to take advantage of. So if you start your day with a meditation, really connecting with the earth, connecting with the sun, connecting with the all, and start from that place, it will be a great way to start the day. Then on Friday, huge day again for awakening to who we are, that we are beings of love, and that we will create from that place of love. So it is composed of both unconditional love, that humanitarian level love, as well as the energy of the master lovers, which allows us to integrate within ourselves both the creation, the divine feminine and divine masculine manifesting aspects of ourself, to say, I am whole. I am one. I will stand united instead of allowing within myself those polarities to manifest, the divisiveness to manifest. Do I walk through the world with my head and heart in a battle with each other, or do I choose for them to operate in harmony? How about between my mind and my body? How about between my heart and my body, right? If all of our bodies operate in harmony, we're firing on all cylinders, if we're all voting for the same thing, saying yes to life, saying yes to thriving, saying yes to showing up and being who we really are, right? That's the energy of Friday. Then, oh my goodness. Okay, so Saturday, another dose of limitlessness. So whatever you have empowered on Thursday and Friday, you've got it magnified on Saturday. And also on Sunday. So those are kind of amplification days. It helps. Oh my gosh, how do you even make sense? Okay, so there's some of the most powerful vibrations in December that I've seen since I have been tracking vibrations. So it's going to be a very powerful and rather intense month in a good way, right? Back to how you focus the energy. So then on Monday, huge day. So we have another portal. So in 1 week, you've got that portal of new beginnings on Thursday. And then on Monday, you have a portal of expansion and growth and freedom and adventure and embracing change. So that's a good day to initiate changes that are tied to the new beginning that you want to craft. So it's not just a portal of that expansion, growth, freedom, and adventure. It actually also creates a portal about heaven on earth. So let's talk a little bit about the magic of December. Not only does it serve as a preview of that first 6 months of the creative cycle of 2017, it also carries on its own the vibration of heaven on earth. So here we have a month that is meant for us to seed a whole new beginning for the rest of our life, and it is fueled by and funded by the power of heaven on earth. It's nurturing and nourishing and encouraging those things in your life that are heaven on earth. So what is that for you? And don't just say, what is it outside of me of like, oh, well, if I won the lottery, it would be heaven on earth. What is it within you? What are those qualities and feelings and experiences that you want to have? And for most of us, if we say, what makes life worth living? It's love. So if you don't have specific ideas in mind, if we can go back in those first 5 days and focus on, am I opening my heart when I'm in this situation? Can I go back to my heart and approach this with more love? If I'm getting frustrated in a situation, can I pause and choose love? If I'm getting frenzied and harried, can I stop and choose peace and harmony? It's in those little moments. You know, sometimes when we look at these vibrations, they're huge, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm creating something for the rest of my life. How do I even start with that? And it's in those little actions, in those little moments of every day, those everyday moments of what we choose in that moment. And it's just that the universe is going to take those choices now and magnify and amplify them and say, let's create that into the future. So very powerful alchemical time. It also, in December, serves as a powerful opportunity to transform the things as they come up. Because you've got, between how December and January come together, access to kind of the whole living library, everything that you've ever known. So if you say, okay, I have this situation in my life. It's not working out the way I want. I don't feel the way I want to feel. You have this powerful energy of creation and manifestation to pull from at the same time. And you can say, ah, well, universe, it would help if I had a little bit more of this ingredient or that ingredient. Think of it like you're making a recipe. And you go, oh, I need a tad more of self-discipline. And that would help a little bit with maybe getting up 15 minutes earlier so I could start my day with a meditation. Will you help me with that, right? So it's this little bit of, what am I willing to do? And how, if it's aligned with the highest good of my soul, how can the universe help me with that? Because there's all kinds of funding available on an energetic level for those things that are aligned with the truth of who you are. So this is a wow month. And a wow, wow, wow week. And hopefully that gives you a couple of the highlights to focus on. I want to share with people some of the tools to work with if you want to connect to this new energy, this burgeoning energy of becoming who we really are, that starting of new beginnings, that ability to tie to that oneness, to move beyond this illusion of separation. So if we look at the alchemical tools we can work with, it is, for colors, the colors are beige and chocolate and apricot and turquoise. So those are beautiful ones. And the cool part is that is also the food that you can play with. So, yes, you have permission to indulge in a little bit of dark chocolate to align with that energy of 2017, if you needed permission. They're also for aromatherapy. In addition to coconut, you have myrrh, which is very earthy. It's very much connecting with Mother Earth, with Gaia, and very powerful for creation. And the aromatherapy for dill. So there's a lot of things you can do with that. The stones are turquoise, azurite, and angelite, also pretty easy to get a hold of. So though that is the energy for next year that we're already working on as we go into this cycle of December. And then if you want to work with that heaven on earth energy, that energy of December, it's going to be very powerful. And I think because the energy for that heaven on earth is just not fully anchored, is starting to try to anchor, working with the vibrational tools can be very helpful. So the colors are aquamarine, pumpkin and copper, and aromatherapy, alang-alang, very, very effective for aligning with those vibrations, clary sage and melaleuca. So the, another one color-wise would be eggplant. So the stones are aquamarine and thunder egg and obsidian. So it's really an energy that is inviting us to start living life from a place of thriving, for really appreciating every moment in the day. And as we pave the path in front of us to be smoother and more embodied of blooming and thriving and flourishing, we have more and more to be grateful for in every moment. So that gratitude and appreciation as we go through December is really important because it helps us pave the right path to plant the best seeds. So being grateful for what we have, being grateful for the interactions in our life that we would like to multiply and expand and amplify, for having compassion for where other people are at, all of those are really the oil that keeps the machine running more smoothly, but it also is what's helping us water those seeds, watering all of those things that we've planted. So that Solasar is a lot, but we got a lot going on, and I'll be excited to hear what some of the influences are over the next week for the astrology, because I think it's going to be a quite powerful passage. One other quick thing that I wanted to share, if I can find it here. Sorry, I got a lot of papers today. Is I was talking about how the previews work. And actually on Monday, oh, how wild, that day that we have that portal of change, portal of expansion and growth and freedom, that also serves as the entire summary for January. So this is how you can use December as kind of a shortcut. That day is going to pack a lot of power because you're saying, okay, that entire summary of January, January becomes a preview of the manifestation portion of 2017. So it is the whole preview of the last 6 months of the year. So encapsulated in that one day is really 6 months worth of possibility and energy. So as you can see, energetically, December and January are chock full because you're really previewing or foreshadowing what's going to occur throughout an entire year. So it's jam-packed. If there is anything you can do to lighten your schedules in December and January so you have a little bit more energy and focus, do it. If there's things you can do to simplify, even over the next couple of days, do it. Because then all of your energy can go in to what it is that you want to create at the highest level. And that's a good thing to remind myself because I have a few things that still need to get done to help in the simplification plan. So, Solazar, that is what I have to share with the Go With The Flow.
Okay, yeah, that was a lot, as you said. The biggest thing really going on astrologically, of course, is today's new moon in Sagittarius. That's actually a big deal because it'll help. I mean, Sagittarius is hopeful, it's optimistic, it's fire energy for movement, and hopefully it'll pick up the general zeitgeist of the people in the United States. In addition, we're still struggling in the U.S. with Pluto sitting on our sun. The United States chart, of course, has a Cancer sun, and Pluto's sitting on that. So really, it's trying to create the upheaval that we're experiencing. But during this week of the new moon, with the new moon in Sagittarius, our sun is in Sagittarius. We also have a Jupiter Libra square Pluto and trine to Mars in Aquarius. And all that is really about it saying, pick yourself up and get yourself moving forward. You don't need to stay where you are. You don't need to be stuck where you are. You can continue to shift, continue to grow, to continue to expand. It's a good time right now with the energy that's floating out there for people to focus on healing. Healing themselves, healing their emotions, healing their hurts, their wounds, healing their hurt about what's going on in the Dakota pipeline or where other protests are happening or even the election of Donald Trump. It's a good time for all of us to try to release our angst about that, because if we don't, we can't live in the present, in the actual real world where we exist. We're constantly going to be living in the what if or if only phases. And so we've got to allow ourselves to be active in the present. And the way to do that, using this energy of Jupiter and Pluto and Mars, as well as the Sagittarius energy of the new moon and the sun, is to allow ourselves to spend time during this season to forgive, and as you mentioned, and as I mentioned earlier, and to release those things that you've been carrying forward as if they had value, but all they really became were things you carried with you that weighed you down. That's really what's going on right now, Kira.
Well, thank you for mentioning the new moon, because that's a powerful time.
Also, and a tool for alchemy, for people to really kind of set their intentions for what they want to fulfill as the moon becomes full. So this is a good time to, back to those things that we may want to carry forward with us. What are we packing in our bags? What are the attributes about ourselves that we want to have a limitless amount of it expanding and thriving in the world? It also, if there are final things that you want to release, it would be a good night to sit down and make a list of those things. And then on the full moon, burn both lists. But that gives me an idea of what I'm going to do when I get home tonight, is sit down and make those lists, because the moon is very much tied into all the tides, all the waters on the planet, and we are predominantly water. So water is spirit now in a time of limitlessness. So as we're working with those moon cycles, we're aligning with that upliftment of spirit. So it's a way, again, to kind of amplify what your positive intentions are.
And the moon will be full on Tuesday, December 13th.
Okay, and let's look for a sec on the preview calendar because I want to see when the full
moon. And while you're doing that, I want to mention for everybody that because of the fire energy of Sagittarius, because of the optimism, there's going to be a tendency to want to overdo. And actually, this is a time for all of us to slow down. We need to start slowing down and paying attention to what we're doing as we're doing it and not try to juggle three things at once. We need time to reassess the things in our life, be quiet, have some internal time, and as you mentioned briefly, Kara, is also be willing to ask for help when you need some help. The thing about the new moon is, even though you may not like the language, we need to decide what needs to die in order for new life to grow in our life. And that's not directed at...
That's actually perfect because yeah. It's consistent with that message of what are you willing to leave behind?
Yeah.
You know, what is keeping you from thriving and growing?
Yeah, it just, we, as you said, as we become more of who we truly are, as we go through that journey of this year and bring that person out into this next year, we need to really say it's time for these things to be left behind, period.
Well, I wanted to make a quick connection point. So today on the new moon is a 77 day, which is about that realization of self, that awakening to who we truly are. And when we get to the 13th, which is a full moon, there will also be in a different type of configuration, another 77 day. So they are bookends that whole moon cycle is really encouraging us to understand ourselves at a higher level and to really honor and accept and open to who we really are. And it reminds me of from Nelson Mandela's inaugural speech that originally came from Marianne Williamson, that quote about, you know, we are not afraid that we are really helpless means. We are actually powerful beyond measure. And this is that time as we graduate this year in the last final days and hours of the 2016 energy, its ultimate goal is for us to graduate. And to graduate, we're graduating into our power to say, yes, I am a powerful being of creation and I'm willing to direct my love and light to those seeds that will help myself and the world thrive. And that's the passage of this moon cycle.
I want to remind folks also that on the 13th, it will also be another super moon. It won't be as big as what we had on November 14th, but it will be a super moon. So be very close to Earth. And if you're lucky enough to have some cloudless skies, start looking for it around the 11th and 12th, you know, and watch for it also on the 15th. But watch those nights to make sure you get a chance to really take some time to be, to bathe in the light of that moon so that you can take in that energy and take in the drive that it'll bring forward in you.
And what sign is the moon in again?
Right now, the new moon is in Sagittarius.
So the full moon will also be in Sag?
No, the full moon will be, it's going to be in Gemini.
Now, interesting, because Sag is the humanitarian. Sag also correlates to this nine energy that we've been experiencing this whole year. Interesting.
Excuse me. Well, I mean, of course, it's the end of the year. It's going to the new moon's going to be in Sagittarius. So,
mm-hmm.
so That's not unexpected. So how did you mean that in terms of how does it correlate to the energy?
Well, if you translate Sagittarius back to numerology, it becomes a 9. It's a 9 year in 2016. So it correlates to exactly what you were saying about this new moon. What are you willing to let go of and leave behind? You know, what are the things that you would let die off? So if you were thinking like a plant and you have a bunch of dead leaves sitting on the plant, are you going to go forward with them or are you going to strip those off today and tomorrow? And, you know, Sag has kind of a humanitarian bent to it, right?
Yes, it does. It's considered the humanitarian, yeah.
Yeah, it's calling us to say, you know, what is that higher purpose of our life and how are we willing to serve in the world? And that's part of that graduation process that you see on the numerology side.
Okay, and
it's just fun to see how they come together. And I believe that there is also a lunar eclipse that day.
No, I'm not seeing one.
You don't see it?
Well, I don't see it. Well, we have time to update it, but I don't see that on the ephemeris on the planetary guide. So,
well, very exciting. I think very interesting passage.
Yeah, so it's really a time, as we've been saying all year anyway, it's a time, and we've been saying it for quite a while now, but it's a time for people to shed and become who they really are and bring that out in the world. So if there hasn't been enough that's been done to turn our world upside down, now is the time for you to say what you've been doing in the world has not brought the results you've wanted. What do you need to bring out of you to change your world? And each of us changing will change the whole world. It's time.
Yeah, and with what you said, too, I like the way you said it, because it's not about what we need outside of us to change. It's what are we willing to change that will change our external environment.
Yeah, if you haven't been living who you are, this is the time for you to bring who you are out and start living that. There's no other time. It's now. Well, anything else, Kira, that you want to share? Do you want to remind folks about your event this coming Friday?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's a great idea. So on Friday night at 7 p.m., we're doing our vibrational infusion evening, which is going to include more information about this preview of December. You can experience a lot of the vibrational tools that we talk about in the form of aromatherapy and different food that tie to the vibrations and working with color and activities that help you invoke that energy of the heaven on earth and working with the new energy going into next year. We can also, we're going to have handouts that help you better understand how to use the energy of December as that alchemical tool of both a preview and for seed planting into the future. And it's always a really fun night. So if you're interested in that, please reach out to me at Kiralani, K-Y-R-A-L-A-N-I, at prodigy.net. So that's P-R-O-D-I-G-Y. And or you can reach me by phone at 831-676-3722. That's 831-676-3722. And it's going to be a fun evening. So great to have new people join us.
Well, thank you once again. We want to remind everyone that Kiralani is with us every Tuesday with her Go With The Flow. And this coming Thursday, the 1st of December, we'll have Israel Hurtado in Spirit Talk. And we're going to have a double whammy as we close out today's show. We want to remind everyone that no matter what you see or think around you, it's still a wonderful world. So we're going to have a little Louis Armstrong followed by Pentatonics and Hallelujah. So thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Many blessings. turn the lead in your life into gold. Namaste.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And now let's listen to an excerpt from the movie Network with Peter Finch playing broadcaster Howard Beale. Let's see how well these words from 1976 apply to us today.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change. We're not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chair, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. But first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm as mad as hell. And I'm not going to take this anymore. Get up, get up, get up. Stick your head out of the window, open it, then stick your head out and keep yelling and yell. I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hi, everybody. On behalf of the Obama family, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, Grandma, Bo, and Sonny, I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. Like so many of you, we'll spend the day with friends and family, turkey, and touchdowns. We'll give thanks for each other and for all that God has given us. And we'll reflect on what truly binds us as Americans. That's never been more important. As a country, we've just emerged from a noisy, passionate, and sometimes divisive campaign season. After all, elections are often where we emphasize what sets us apart. We face off in a contest of us versus them. We focus on the candidate we support instead of some of the ideals that we share. But a few short weeks later, Thanksgiving reminds us that no matter our differences, we're still one people, part of something bigger than ourselves. We are communities that move forward together. We're neighbors who look out for one another, especially those among us with the least. We are always simply Americans. That's why, through the fog of civil war, President Lincoln saw what mattered most, the unalienable truths for which so many gave their lives and which made possible a new birth of freedom. And so, precisely when the fate of the Union hung in the balance, he boldly proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving, when the nation's gifts should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. Today we continue to give thanks for those blessings and to all who ensured that they would be our inheritance. We remember the determined patriots who landed at the edge of the world in search of freedom. We give thanks to the brave men and women who defend that freedom in every corner of the world. And we honor all people, from the first Americans to our newest arrivals, who continue to shape our nation's story, enrich our heritage, and give meaning to our founding values. Values we must never take for granted. That in America, we are bound not by any one race or religion, but rather an adherence to a common belief that all of us are created equal. That we may think and worship and speak and love as we please. That the gift of democracy is ours and ours alone to nurture and to protect. Never doubt, that is what makes us American. Not where we come from or what we look like or what faith we practice, but the ideals to which we pledge our allegiance. It's about our capacity to live up to the creed as old as our founding, e pluribus unum, that out of many, we are one. And as long as we continue to welcome the contributions of all people, as long as we stand up for each other, speak out for what is right, and stay true to these ideals, not just when it's easy, but when it's hard, then no one can ever take away our liberty. Our best days will always be ahead. And we will keep building a future where all of our children know the promise of America. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Gotta keep those love and good vibrations a happening with her.
And turn on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, right here, the home of California Radio, at RadioMonterey.com. Every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., tune into authentic talk radio show, Perspectives, where we talk about things that you actually care about. We empower our listeners by offering tips for healthy, authentic living that you won't find anywhere else. Living authentically and searching for a show that complements your lifestyle? Search no longer. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, here, every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 6 p.m., right here at RadioMonterey.com.